Hello?
Hello. I could hear the commotion from outside. Are you here to rescue me? Oh, fantastic! I was so worried what that dark mage wanted from me. But he won't be bothering anyone anymore, right? Well, thank you. Thank you very much for coming to my aid, O brave knight. The kingdom is truly blessed to have a hero like yourself tread upon it. I am afraid there's not much I can give you for your heroism. Although, if I may ask, you to, remove your helmet? Oh my! Oh, forgive my outburst, It's just that you're much more handsome than any gentleman I've ever laid eyes on. Tell me, Sir Knight, of which kingdom are you, Prince? Oh, I'm ever so sorry. Do you mean to tell me that, with a face as handsome and a heart as courageous as yours, you're the son of a chicken farmer? And from my own kingdom? Oh, I do apologize. I never imagined a peasant could be this, attractive. With your sharp eyes and your dark hair. Anyway, as I was saying, I must reward you for your troubles. No, I insist. Here. Mwah. I must say, for a chicken farmer, you smell ever so good. When you escort me back to the castle, I will make sure that you receive only the highest honors. My hero. You know, there is one thing I could give you. I overheard some maids in my court gossiping about the things they had done with some of the men in town, about a special kind of kiss. Down there? Yes? All right then. Let us just quickly remove this tunic. Oh! Oh, goddesses! That is, I mean, of course, I have been educated in the facts of life, but I had no idea that men's parts were so big. Is this really supposed to fit inside? My goodness. It's throbbing hard. Oh, what should I do? Put it in my mouth? But will it fit? I suppose I might give it a go. Am I doing it right? Does this feel good? My hero deserves to be fully satisfied, after all. Am I as good as the girls in your village? What? You've never done this before either? I would have thought with a face as handsome as yours that you'd laid with many girls. Oh no, please don't be embarrassed. It's just... I cannot believe I'm the first woman to ever lay eyes upon your huge, hard... manhood. Huh. It's so hard. Listen, what if I just... Oh, goodness, this is embarrassing. Would you, like to put it in me? I mean, well, not the whole thing. Though, not enough to deflower me, but, just... Maybe just the tip? You mustn't breathe a word of this to anyone. Understand? If my father knew I had allowed a man between my legs... This is our little secret. Okay, let me just... remove my skirts. Hey, don't stare. This is what an unclothed woman looks like. Thank you. You're too kind. You are very attractive yourself. Now, I'll just, lay down here on this pile of hay and, you come over here and spread my legs. Yes, just like that. Please don't stare. Just be gentle with me, okay? Oh, goddesses, it's big. Here, my entrance is, here. Now, if you just thrust, even just the head of it is filling me. Yes, I'm okay. You can start to move now, a little bit. I'm tight. Is that a good thing? I see. Well then, thank you, my hero. Could you perchance go a little? Could you go a little faster? Yes. Faster. Faster. More. I can feel you. So deep. Come on. Faster. Please, I need more. Yes. Oh, yes. Ravage me. Make me yours. I'm a hero. Come on. Fuck me. Demolish this princess's womanhood. You're coming? What's that? Is that? Oh! I can feel it. It's shooting inside me. Now I'm. Oh, what is this? I feel something. Wow. That was incredible. When we get back to the castle, I'll make sure to put you in for a knighthood. And you know what that means, right? We can see each other every day.